This is the Year of Prayer podcast from the Christian Heritage Center at Stonyhurst. Join us as we explore the depths of the church's tradition and reflect on the nature of prayer throughout 2024, designated by the Holy Father as a year of prayer. We begin our reflections on prayer with St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas is one of the doctors of the church. His teaching has been especially promoted by the Church as an exemplar of philosophical clarity and theological orthodoxy. In his great systematic work called the Summa Theologiae, which is a summary or manual of theology, he treats nearly all aspects of Christian doctrine, from the doctrines of God as creator, as triune, as incarnate, to rigorous reflections on the sacraments and the so-called four last things, judgment, hell, purgatory, and heaven. In the Summa, he also considers the nature of prayer, bringing to bear the reflections of Scripture and the saints who came before him. This reflection is the first of four in which we look at St. Thomas's treatment of the four parts of prayer, namely, oration, thanksgiving, petition, and intercession. As we progress through this year of prayer, we will return to these basic themes presented by St. Thomas, showing how his fundamental insights are shared by saints and holy figures from throughout the Church's history. St. Thomas did not invent this fourfold division, although it was first codified in a systematic way by the monk St. John Cassian, who lived in the 4th and 5th centuries. The roots of this division comes from St. Paul himself in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, where he says, "I urge that petitions, orations, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people." In this reflection, we will consider oration. Oration is derived from the Latin oratio, which can be translated simply into English as prayer. But the theological tradition has given it a more specific meaning. Related to the noun os, oris, meaning mouth, an oration is something spoken aloud towards someone or something. It pertains to the first part of the definition of prayer given in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, namely, the raising of one's heart and mind to God. And this ascent is done by explicitly calling out to God. But who was the source of this calling out? Does it come merely from ourselves? Or is it already a participation with God's own action? Indeed, we are only able to call out to God because God has called us first. Indeed, as the Creator who is the source of all things, our call to God can only be a response to the one who gives us our being as the very first gift. When we raise our hearts and minds to God and call upon His name, we are, in a sense, returning ourselves to the source of our being, acknowledging His greatness and our humility before Him. This humility is the basic posture of prayer. We place ourselves before God and call out to the One who made all things visible and invisible. All prayer, all oration, starts from God and returns to Him. In the next installment, we will consider a second aspect of prayer, thanksgiving. Thank you for listening to the Year of Prayer podcast from the CHC at Stonyhurst. Please visit our Year of Prayer webpage at christianheritagecenter.com/year-of-prayer. Where you can access all our Year of Prayer material and also subscribe to our Year of Prayer email list. The music heard on this podcast is Sacerdotes Domini by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, performed by Harry Christopher's 16 in the album Palestrina, Volume 8.